It's time for Tales of Lincoln County with your hosts, Shannon LaFave and Abel Guzman from the Humane Society.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Tales of Lincoln County this Saturday morning here on KRUI. This is the Humane Society of Lincoln County. I am Shannon here with
Abel Guzman. How's everybody doing? Hope you're having a good morning.
Wow, what a crazy weekend we're in for, huh?
I know. It is filling up with people out there.
Before we get into our crazy weekend, we also have a special guest with us. We have Chris Shows here with us, our shelter manager. Thanks for being here, Chris.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, everybody.
Okay, what a wild time we've been having. What is our shelter update? What has been shaken at the shelter?
We've had all kinds of stuff going on. First, let's go over some numbers because everybody Great. Likes to hear where we're at.
We love our numbers.
So for the month of June, we had a total of 103 animals come in. During that time, we've had 29 adoptions. We've had 51 of those animals were transferred out to other rescues.
Wow.
Yes, it was a busy month.
What was more dogs than cats or what was that?
Transfer? It was more cats than dogs that went on transfer. Yes. Okay. We've got quite a few rescue partners that really help us out and help us get these animals out so that we can make room for anybody else coming in and, you know, and get them to the right homes.
Chris, the question about the cats, it's not always our home cats that get transferred, right? It's not like cats that we want to have in our homes as our snuggle buddies. What other cats get transferred?
So I do have a group that works with us that they're looking for what we call barn cats or working cats.
Mm-hmm.
So these are your cats that live outside that are, you know, good mousers. They get the mice and the rodents, bugs, whatever. So they work with us and take some of our what we would call feral cats or working cats.
Okay.
And they find homes for them to go to work in.
Killer. Great. Okay, so that was our transfer update. What else do we have?
You know, we've had, you know, a couple of them come in. We've had some bottle babies that come in. We've had some amazing people that have stepped up to be bottle baby fosters. We've had some kittens. It is that time of year, of course, you know, kittens right. and puppies. We've had, you know, probably a good handful of them that are out in foster home right now.
Right.
And that has helped us out tremendously because these families can take, you know, one to two or three of these bottle babies get them up to the weight and age that they need to be adopted and then come back and be happy, healthy, loving little kittens right. and ready to go home.
Well, let's just jump into fostering. Like you said, six bottle baby kittens in foster homes, not all one home, but in several. We also have four dogs, and I'm not talking about little puppy dogs.
No, no.
Peppa, Moose, Minsk, and Boba are not little pups. They are significant, and they have been in foster homes, Peppa and Moose, learning how to get along in a home and are doing marvelous.
They're doing really, really good. These fosters, they have really stepped up, and I don't know if they realize the impact they have, not only on the animals, but for the shelter, because it gives right. us so much more information on these animals' personalities. Mm-hmm. How are they in a home setting?
Mm-hmm.
They're not as stressed. They're learning things. They're learning how to live in a home.
Right.
And that in turn helps us find them the right home.
Right.
You know, who would be a good fit for them and a good match and everything else. So
also with fosters, do you see animals not staying as long in the shelters with there being fostering people that are helping out in that way?
We do. We, you know, a lot of them, you know, the turnaround is pretty quick just because, you know, we might learn personalities and this dog is house trained and this dog does right. great with other dogs or whatever the case might be.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're able to find homes a whole lot quicker that way versus they're sitting in a shelter and we may not be able to learn everything about them, you know, in the time sure. that they're there or, you know, in a kennel life.
Sure. Awesome. Okay. Abel, how about an update on our resale shop, our amazing resale shop?
Oh my God.
We had our June sale. How did that turn out?
Wow, it was stellar. Let me tell you, staff did great, volunteers that were there. We had a great turnout. I
Wonderful.
Mean, there were people lined up at the door.
Before it opened.
Yeah, I mean, they were there at sure. 8 o'clock in the morning, still
wow.
lined up. Thanks to the community, everybody who donated throughout the year to, mm-hmm. you know, for this, we made over $12,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Just on that one day.
Thank you, community.
Yeah. we appreciate you guys. I mean, this we just see the love from the community on this, on helping us out. I mean, and again, this goes towards the shelter. It goes towards our organization to keep it going.
Right.
I mean, we've had tremendous, awesome stuff donated, even after the resale shop. And we'd had asked before for large items to be donated, furniture and stuff. And let me tell you, people stepped up. Our pickups are awesome.
Just the other day, Cisco and Kenny brought in, I don't know, it looked like dressers and bureaus, a giant mirror. They are all gone.
Yeah.
They are no longer in that shop.
I know. It goes quick. And man, it's crazy. Again, if you got large items that need picking up, just give the resale shop a call. They'll be there. They'll get you on the schedule. And
that's right. That's right. I know that we have that big truck, and Cisco and Kenny will come out to pick up your donations. Oh, my goodness. So feel free to call us and ask for a donation pickup. You can call our resale shop at 575-808-8424 to arrange a pickup, and we will be more than happy to come out and gently pick up your donations.
No, yeah,
very appreciatively too. Great, great. So the resale shop sale, again, all of that goes to fund the Humane Society. And something that Abel was just talking about, we really have an amazing volunteer program. And don't misunderstand it. It's not structured so that people have to come in at a certain time and work X number of hours a day. It's not anything like that. Folks come in and donate an hour of time to walk dogs or play with cats, just any time of the day that we're open. And Abel, you were saying that our volunteer hours equal now what?
So this month alone, we had volunteer hours of 647.
Wow.
Which equals to over $8,000.
Wow.
So if we were to pay somebody,
Gosh, once again, thank you, community.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I see people come out during their lunch hour.
Right.
It's great. Right. They'll come and just take a dog out. That I've seen people eat lunch with the dogs out there. It's cool.
I bet the dogs love that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, but no, and we appreciate, you know, everybody. Come on out, sign up. We got a new program through Bloomerang that it's easy to sign up. It's easy to look at what's going on, events that are going to be happening. You could sign up for those events to help out. I mean, there's so much to do. Like you said, an hour. Some people come in for an hour, 30 minutes. You know, every little bit counts towards these animals. It helps them out.
It really does. It helps them to become more adoptable, whether a dog or a cat. All these hours that people are giving to them.
And even if you can't quite be there for the animals, we have a resale shop.
Right.
Come and help out at the resale shop. You know, we have some volunteers that come in and help sort through things during the
Mia would love that.
Yeah, exactly. No, during our June sale, I mean, I think we had like 9 volunteers that were there helping out setting up before the June sale. And even during the June sale, they were helping out.
Wow.
So by all means, there's always other areas that you can help out.
And, you know, we don't just throw people into the fire. We have several folks, several board members who will train, who will introduce new volunteers to the shelter, to the resale shop, talk to you about what to do. And then we have incredible volunteers who will schedule time with the new folks to go through it, to walk a dog with them, to snuggle a cat with them. So if you're interested in coming out to spend some time with our warm and fuzzies, look online. You can go to hslcnm.org and look up volunteering and fill out the application, get more information. We'd love to have you. Okay, so lots of information about our updates, but we had a very specific purpose today. Here we are in the midst of summer, and as Chris said, it's litter season.
Yes.
Not like trash on the side of the road.
No.
But like puppies and kitties, we have amazing programs for spay-neuter for our community, for all of Lincoln County. I want to brag here real quick on WAG Fest. So the Midtown Association, Tim Duckworth, Parks and Rec, Matt, and all of his support through Parks and Rec helped us to organize the first ever WAG Fest early in May. And it's sponsored with the outcome 18 TNR procedures. So TNR is trap, neuter, release. And this is for our ferals.
Our feral cats.
In our community. And so 18 cats were taken care of with the WAG Fest profits. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Midtown Association, Ruidoso Parks and Rec. We sure do appreciate you.
Yes, thank you very much.
So that opens us up to spay neuters. Wow.
Yes.
We have a program.
We have a couple programs.
Go for it.
So just like you were talking about with the trap, neuter, and release, the TNR program for feral cats, you can come into the shelter, buy a card from us for $30, and that covers the surgery for one feral cat. So you buy the card, then you'll schedule with your vet, and then you'll trap the cat and take them in. It covers the surgery and a rabies shot. They get fixed. Oh. Then you can let them back out. They're not reproducing. They're healthier. And, you know,
and they help. And they have a rabies shot.
Yeah. And then they keep that, you know, the snakes and everything else down. You know, more bugs this year than snakes, I think. There's a whole lot more bugs out there. But these working cats, they like having a job and stuff. And best to have them fixed just for health reasons. And we've got great partnerships with, like, Best Friends, and they have stepped up, and they are sponsoring 20 more of the TNR cards.
20?
20.
Oh, wow.
20. So that means that they're going to sponsor 20 TNR cards, and they're asking if there's anybody in the community, any kind of business owners, members of the community, to match that donation.
Oh,
so we can really keep up. By them matching, we're able to sell these TNR cards for $5.
No, wait, $5?
$5. And you can get a cat fixed. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And the person can take this cat to their vet, to us.
No, not to us, to any vet here in Lincoln County.
Okay.
They all take this program. And, you know, if you think about it, you're looking at the average cost of a spay and neuter. You're starting at a couple $100s and going up.
Right.
So for a feral cat, what a deal. You come in and you can pay $5 when we have these $5 vouchers and get a cat fixed. Or if we don't have the $5 vouchers, they're $30. You're saving quite a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
So who covers the rest of that? I mean, so it's $30. What?
So the remaining part of that is actually covered by the Humane Society, and we do that through grants and donations and stuff. So in order to keep these programs going, Abel works hard in the office working on getting us grants through our donations that come in, and that's how we're able to fund the programs we have. Our second program that we do is SPOT, Stop Pet Overpopulation. So that is an income-based spay and neuter program for any member of Lincoln County. It is for two members of their household, cat or dog, or, you know, two dogs, two cats. You can come in, bring in your proof of income, an EBT or Medicaid card, and once approved, that voucher is $45. So there again, you know, you're paying $45 for surgery that might start at $200 and go up, you know.
That's a steal. Yeah, I think last time I looked, an extra large dog, let's say Great Pyrenees, it was saying on Google that it could range anywhere from $400 to $600, depending male or female.
Exactly.
So that's a steal for $45.
Wow. It is. So for $45, you can get your animal fixed. Limit two animals per household per year. Come in and bring that information to us, and we get you going and get these animals fixed.
Wow. So the Humane Society is really working on acquiring these grants and funding from all over the place, Abel.
Yeah.
From where?
So we have some grants that have come from PetSmart. We have grants locally that we get grants locally here as well. We've gotten grants that were in California. I mean, all over the place. Best Friends also has
the Community Foundation.
Community Foundation of Lincoln County.
Right.
The Hinkle Foundation. We've gotten grants from them to help out on this. I mean, so that it's helped out a lot to keep this going. Like Chris said, I mean, it's $45, but the Humane Society has to cover, you know, over 65% of the rest of the cost. again, donations. Mm-hmm. We have people who donate monthly towards these programs, specifically for these programs. They could do that through our website as well. And that's how we keep this going. All these programs really started back in 2014. They started small, and they've grown to be what they are now.
Yeah.
Thanks to the support of the community, to mm-hmm. these grants. And I think looking at the numbers last time from 2014 to now, combining all the programs, we've done over 9,000 animals.
That's really huge. 9,000 animals in our little community.
Yep.
By our little humane society. Yes. Yep. And our community vets. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
But y'all, that's a lot of funding.
It is.
So we thank our community members all the time.
Definitely.
For donations, for time, for all of your efforts that assist us. But y'all, we have given back, and I think that's huge. Huge.
It is.
All that the Humane Society has done to help stabilize our pet population so that we're not just totally overrun. And I know that many of us have been in communities where they were overrun.
It is. Yeah. And you can start to see a difference. You may not have as many, say, working cats coming in mm-hmm. or mini litters and stuff like that, because, you know, a lot more people are realizing the importance of spay and neuter, not just for their own household animals, but for these working cats and really working hard to get them fixed and stuff. I have people that come in monthly and they're buying 2 and 3 cards at a time, and they have bought numerous amount. And they're really making a difference in their little neighborhood.
And can you see a difference with the amount of kittens and puppies coming in?
I do.
Yearly?
You know, I really do. You know, in all honesty, when I started 5 years ago, I remember that first summer, just cats alone, we had well over 100 cats in the building. The majority of those were litters. And so we're starting to really see that difference in the health of these animals, too. They're coming in healthier once they're fixed and stuff. You know, I don't see nearly as many sick animals because they're getting that intervention early.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, and we're not the only ones working towards spay-neuter in our community. I know that Mescalero has a, what, 3-4 day?
It's a 4 day weekend coming up. 4 day clinic coming up at the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
July 15th is when you can start emailing them to get an appointment. It's a free spay and neuter, no limit on animals. They also include vaccines and dewormer and flea and tick med.
Mm-hmm.
This is all going to be held in Mescalero, and they have been so gracious to open up their clinic for Lincoln County. So if you're a Lincoln County resident, you can sign up and get your animals fixed for free through Helping Paws Across Borders. They're an amazing, amazing organization. All they do is travel around, and this is a nonprofit organization that travels around, and they'll do 200 surgeries in a day.
Whoa.
I mean, we're talking one day, and this is quite a bit. They get 4 or 5 vets out there. Mm-hmm. Some of our local vets.
Right.
Dr. Favis actually volunteers and works with them.
Right.
It's an amazing opportunity to get your animals fixed and just see how different organizations come together to help one purpose.
Right. Well, and we have volunteers from the Humane Society, and not just our volunteers, but our staff.
Yes, that go out and we help out during surgery and stuff like that, carrying animals or helping them wake up and stuff like that. And it's a well-oiled machine out there, I tell you that. They've really got this process down, and they can go through them pretty quick. So,
well, looking forward to it this year, and I hope we have a lot of our Lincoln County community members out there with their animals.
Yes, and if you need any more information, please go to our Facebook. We do have it posted on Facebook. Or you can stop by the shelter. I do have flyers up at the shelter, so if you need that email address, please feel free to come by, and we can get you that information.
Right. Thank you for that. Yeah, so yet another opportunity to take care of the animals here in Lincoln County.
Yes.
Great, great. What else? What else do we need to cover in reference to spay-neuter, you guys? Again, it is that time of year.
Yes.
We are going to start seeing litters of cats, dogs.
We've already seen some. We're very early on into the summer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a potential of a whole lot more coming. So this is your chance. Get in and get those animals fixed.
Right.
And while you're doing that, I would also encourage, you know, microchipping.
Oh, right.
Currently, Carrizozo, they have updated their ordinance, and they are now requiring microchips. And because they have updated their ordinance and require it, we're offering free microchips to Carrizozo residents. You can either go see Joaquina over at her little holding facility and get mm-hmm. a free microchip, or you can come down to the shelter and get a free microchip. And
she has them, too. Good.
She does. She has them, too. And just a reminder, you know, with June, we had 23 animals that were able to return home to their owners that had come in as strays, and a lot of that is through microchipping.
Mm-hmm.
I can notify these owners, and within minutes, they're calling me because they're getting those notifications. So it's a good thing to have.
That's great. Yeah, we don't want our personal animals to be spending time in our guest rooms at the shelter.
Yes, it can be stressful for them and scary. So
well, I'm talking about stress and scary coming up on the big weekend. So here we are, July 4th.
Yes.
We know that there are all kinds of activities from the drone show to the big fireworks show, all kinds of things this weekend. What about our animals? What are some tips, Chris and Abel, to protect our animals from running?
Definitely microchipping, you know, making sure they're microchipped just in case they do get away. Always check your fence lines, you know, make sure there's no openings or any loose areas. Mm-hmm. It's a good opportunity to maybe talk to your vet for some anxiety meds to help keep them calm so that they're not so stressed out. Best thing is, if at all possible, keep them inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way they're not getting out and getting scared right. or hurt.
Yeah, right. One thing that I see a lot is our visitors that come. If you can't, please put your dogs on a leash. I mean,
oh gosh.
You know, they see these new critters. They've probably never seen deer before and other mm-hmm. critters yeah. around. They'll go chasing after them. And a lot of these, I've seen our intake go up during the months of June and July. And it's mainly animals that aren't from here. They're not local animals.
Right. Our visitor animals.
Visitors, yeah. Yes. Please.
They're not used to.
Yeah, they're not used to this wildlife. Exactly. They'll go after the horses and
yes.
the elk.
Well, and we do have leash laws.
Yeah.
Yes.
No? Yeah.
Yes,
yep.
we do.
You also don't want to be fined.
No, you wouldn't want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please keep your animals on a leash.
For their safety.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. What else do we have coming up, kids? We have some transports coming up, working with our partners in Albuquerque and Best Friends. Yes?
Yes.
Goodness. The big sale is done, so we're kind of relaxing, but we're still taking in all kinds of donations.
Yeah. By all means. Any donations that need picking up, give us a call.
Awesome.
Again, microchipping. Please do that.
Yes.
Right.
No,
right.
And, you know, it's getting hot outside. Don't forget, make sure you have fresh water for your dogs out yes. if they're outside, your cats.
And shade.
Shade, yes.
Yes, you need to have some kind of shade. And sometimes those igloos that we use during the winter are not a good idea in the summertime. So
they get so hot.
They do. They get very hot. So, you know, start looking for alternatives to keep your animals nice and cold during the summer.
Keep them out of that pizza oven.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and our businesses in town, midtown as well as along Meacham, typically have bowls of water out for our animals.
Yes.
So they're thinking about you all.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Hydration.
Yes. Important for 4 legs and 2 legs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listeners, community, thank you very much for tuning in to Tales of Lincoln County today on KRUI. Have a splendid Saturday. And y'all, remember
adopt, don't shop.
You've been listening to Tales of Lincoln County on KRUI 1490 AM and 99.1 FM, The Mountain.